You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida, Indian Tribes of Alaska. Welcome, President Richard Peterson. Hello, President Peterson.
Good afternoon.
And Incident Commander Jason Wilson of the Tribal Emergency Operations Center. Hi, Jason.
Good afternoon.
Gunashchi Shawa for joining me today. Tlingit and Haida has remained very active since the pandemic began, so we're checking in today to get some updates from you, and there's a lot to discuss. But first, I would just like to ask if you'd be willing to share the latest Tribal Emergency Operations Center COVID-19 update. And Jason, I think that's your department.
Just a quick update, and really I might backtrack for a lot of people that might not know some of the history. This is the first time the TOC has been enacted and activated for Tlingit and Haida Central Council. Back in, I believe it was late April, early April, when President Peterson declared an emergency for our organization, this kind of kicked off some discussions and the formation of the first Emergency Operations Center for Tlingit and Haida Central Council. Shortly thereafter, I was appointed by President Peterson as the incident commander. We started addressing kind of the needs and the goals of our Emergency Operations Center, which basically come down to the mitigation and the health of our tribal employees as well as our tribal citizens. Kind of skipping ahead to today, recently, just as an update, we are currently dealing with our first active employee for Tlingit and Haida Central Council that had tested positive for our organization. It's interesting in the fact that we had done a lot of mitigation up to this point as far as getting our employees and our buildings kind of up to speed on personal protective equipment, as well as working with our tribal communities and doing the same. We knew this day might come, and it came yesterday in the morning. We were notified properly by the supervisor that we had an employee that tested positive of COVID-19. That kind of kicked into action. Luckily, our employee had kind of followed proper protocols and letting their supervisor know, but also not coming to work when they started feeling not so well. And that still in some ways is too late, but that's part of the virus, is we don't know we're sick and carrying the virus, and then showing symptoms is actually somewhat a little bit on the late side. So luckily also this person was not in the office very much. Currently Tlingit and Haida is in a phase one opening, which basically means our employees have been asked to stay at home and do their jobs from the home. So we have minimal staff that are in the office, which also helped in this case. Our facility was closed down for a kind of a deep cleaning. This also set into motion kind of looking at how we're addressing this in the future for other employees that may become sick that are in the office place. So that's kind of a quick update. If it's okay with you, I don't mind. I'd like to share with you. We are also working with our tribal communities in our preparations and getting. We have found that it's easier to find and order personal protective equipment in large quantities. Makes it easier to get. Now I know stores are now starting to get up to speed on hand sanitizers, gloves, and masks. But 2 months ago, they weren't. And everybody was having a difficulty in finding these items. So we are working with our tribal communities to help with the ordering process of personal protective equipment. Just kind of a lot in a brief as far as what we've been dealing with COVID.
No, that was great. That was really informative. And, some of those things are still really hard to get a hold of. I haven't been able to buy Clorox wipes at the store at all. So thanks. Thank you so much for that and for all you're doing.
Shelley, if I can add, one of the things I'm excited about is we enacted this Tribal Emergency Operations Center. And, one of the, I hate to say good things that comes out of this pandemic is that, you know, I think we're going to be a stronger, better, more adaptable tribe on the other side of that. And this is one of the ways that we've really taken advantage of that, you know, because of our protocols, because of what we're putting out every day internally and externally. You know, this one employee could have been blown up to dozens very quickly. And because of what we know and what we're sharing, you know, we isolated it really fast. I think we've been kind of ahead of the game in that regard. We've been consulting and listening to experts across the nation for months now, and it really gave us a leg up. And I'm really proud of the fact that we're using our CARES Act fund. As Jason alluded to, we've purchased and we are still gathering because, you know, getting supplies has been difficult. But we made a very large purchase of PPEs, sanitizers, different emergency supplies that we're going to be sending out to all of our communities, to our village tribes. And it'd be about 3 months of equipment that should anything, another pandemic, a tsunami, or any emergency comes up, our communities will be more prepared. And we've made this a permanent department of the tribe moving forward. We've hired a staff person that has emergency planning experience. We're going to be more prepared than we've ever been before. And, you know, one of the goals that I set out when this pandemic hit us is how do we come out stronger on the other end?
That's really good to hear. Well, speaking of preparedness, I wanted to shift gears a bit and ask, how is Central Council helping to prepare families for the start of the school year this year?
That's a really good question, Shelley, and we're actually still working on that. We don't have definitive answers all around yet. We did an internal survey with all of our staff. So many of our staff are parents, and many of them have been working from home already and dealing, you know, towards the end of the school year. They were, you know, how do you work from home and you're sharing space with your kids, your spouse, significant others, and, you know, utilizing internet and trying to have meetings. It's been complicated, and we've really been trying to have empathy and make sure that we're a caring employer in that regard. But we have programs that are dealing directly with the Juneau School District, you know, our Johnson O'Malley program, amongst others. We've been very strong supporters of TCLL. We have constant contact with the school district, so we know we're trying to follow their lead in engaging, but we want to make sure that we're offering support to parents. We have the Back to School Backpack program every year that not only serves Juneau, but serves all of Southeast. And so what we're trying to do, like this year, instead of just a backpack, all the kids all the way from kindergarten to 12th grade get a backpack, and including Head Start, and those kids will get a Chromebook included. So we want to make sure they have the tools that they can have to be successful. That's always our goal, right? Every school year we do the backpack event and we include supplies and things. This year was a pretty big jump from, you know, pencils and paper to, hey, we need Chromebooks. But because of our size and able to do bulk purchasing, we have a procurement officer who worked really hard and found us a great deal, and we were able to get brand new Chromebooks, over 2,000 for Southeast. So we've started delivering those to some of our communities already. I think yesterday might've been the drop dead deadline to apply, which we extended several times. Our staff are working diligently right now to prepare all those. And they're, because usually we have like a big social event at our tribal hall where we bring in motivational speakers for the youth and everything. Well, obviously, because of the physical distancing, we're adapting and doing things different. So we're doing some deliveries, pickups, and arranging. We're trying to meet our folks where they're at, you know, what their capacity is, whether it's to, if they can't show up to pick it up, if we can deliver where we can. So it's been really exciting. And then we have an ongoing youth program called Navigators, and we're working to provide tutoring and assistance there. And we already know it's not enough, so we're looking at how we can expand that. We've shared that on our social media, and geez, I think we just shared that yesterday or today. and already have gotten emails from folks in the community asking if they can volunteer, you know, whether it's to read papers, you know, or offer that through distance, you know, Zoom tutoring. And it just really makes me feel good what an awesome community we come from, not just in Juneau, but Southeast. And, you know, people are willing to step up and hold each other up and, you know, be good neighbors. It's really heartening.
That's all great news. It sounds like you are very prepared for the start of school year. I'm so happy to hear those students are getting Chromebooks. That's going to really help them a lot. You mentioned your social media page. I've checked it over. It's got a lot going on there. Clinkett and Haida, you're really doing a great job of staying connected with online activities. And President Peterson, I've seen that you have participated in several videos that are part of the Lunchtime Chat series. I was wondering if you would please tell our audience a little more about those.
Yeah, that kind of follows on what I was saying earlier about how do we adapt and how do we come out on the other side better, stronger. And one of the things, you know, Clinkett and Haida is a regional tribe. We serve 32,000 tribal citizens worldwide. Of course, one of the probably strongest and very appropriate criticisms is we don't serve our folks outside of the service area of Southeast very well. And I think the other is, you know, a lot of people don't know, you know, we run a lot of great programs, but people just don't know about them. And so these lunchtime chats have offered us an opportunity to introduce our programs, our staff, and special projects to the community at large. And it's been a really, I think, one of our real success stories, you know, because we're having that transparency and accountability and accessibility. And I think accessibility is probably one of the hardest things. And so I think this pandemic's kind of brought to light, like, you know, we're doing things in a new way. If you would have asked me 6 months ago to work for the tribe and work from home, I would have said you were crazy. And now, you know, we sent everybody home. And, you know, I know things are falling through the cracks, but every day we're learning. And I think we're just doing that better job of accessibility. You know, and I want to be accountable to our people, and this helps us keep accountable. I want people to have direct access to us, to know, you know, to know who it is who works for you and serves you. And, you know, we've made our mistakes, you know, not to go off on a tangent, but I think it's important to own those mistakes. We had a power outage here in Juneau a week or two ago. All of a sudden, I started getting private messages from people really fed up with us, like, hey, I've been calling and I don't get returned calls. And we hear that often, and sometimes that's very legitimate and sometimes not. But, you know, I was seeing way too many to think that, oh, we got a problem here. What happened is when the power went out, it knocked out our phone server, and all the phones were programmed to roll forward the call to our employees' cell phones who are working from home. Well, that knocked that out. And so we weren't getting the calls. And so of course, not getting the calls, we're not returning the calls. So I'm glad through our social media and email, people started letting us know, hey, I'm getting fed up here. And so I always encourage, if you're running into a wall and you're not getting what you need out of us, blast us, let us know. I'll take it. You know, shoot those arrows at us. We, you know, nothing gets my attention than getting hit broadside with an arrow.
No doubt, no doubt. We field our fair share of those arrows over here as well. Jason, I don't want you to feel left out. Do you have anything to add to what President Peterson was saying?
I think it's important to look at that TOC information or COVID-19 updated information. It seems like things are changing almost by the minute. And really our goal was to try to do our best to kind of update people, kind of help educate people, not just about numbers, about who's, how many numbers we're looking at, but also reminding people about the basics of washing our hands, helping keep things clean, keep wiping things down, do our best to wear masks in public. The physical distancing is real. You know, we're a people of family and being around our loved ones on a consistent basis, and, you know, being creative on how do we do that during this time. You know, meeting outside helps mitigate things and exposure to our loved ones, and doing that with our masks on does an even better job of mitigating that. So just, I think trying to get that information out to the to our people is really important. And that's what we do with the TOC announcements.
Right. Well, in addition to everything we've already discussed, there's even more going on with Tlingit and Haida right now. I'm just going to run through a list of events that I saw. There, you're co-hosting a webinar series with Alaska Native Women's Resource Center and Indian Law Resource Center to provide domestic violence and sexual assault advocacy training to service providers. You've established a new youth commission and are accepting applications from tribal citizen youth to serve a two-year term. There's the Old Ways Summer Days Challenge going on, encouraging tribal youth to stay active and participate in traditional activities and post photos on social media, and there's chances to win prizes there. And you're also helping tribal citizens get new tribal IDs since offices are closed, and that needs some special some extra facilitation there. Any of those you want to talk a little bit more about?
Boy, all of them are really exciting, to be honest. I'm really excited about the upcoming Youth Commission. I'm really excited, you know, I'm probably not so young now, but I started out at a really young age, being 19 years old, and I was a mayor in my village. And, you know, I'm in my 40s now, and I've been a mayor, a council member, a school board. And I always, you know, coming from that perspective, I always wanted youth engaged. And I'm really proud that we've always had a youth seat on our tribal council. We call that our emerging leader. And we've had some amazing, when you look across, one of them is in the legislature in Washington State now. You know, many of them, some are, you know, been on Sea Alaska, you know, gone on to do great things. And it's such a great opportunity, but it's one seat per year. And so our current emerging leader, Shawan Jackson Gamble, took it upon himself with really, I think this was all his initiative. And he came at me and said, you know, President, what do you think about a youth commission? And he led the charge. And I'm like, absolutely. What can we do to support you? So we gave him some staff support, but he engaged with former emerging leaders and other youth leaders in our region. And they came together and developed this. They worked with our staff. They developed the policies and everything. And so I'm really excited. If you see this, you know, I keep one of my big worries is just about developing leadership and investing in our youth to be those leaders. And, you know, here I am thinking I'm this elected president and I should have the answers. How awesome is it that it actually came from our youth and they're developing it and they're seeing what they want it to be? So if I sound excited, it's a real understatement on how excited I am. You know, it's going to be a powerful thing. And you know, when we talk about our governance and what we're doing, you see the impact of Tlingit and Haida. And I truly believe that while we get a lot of accolades for what we're doing, I think there's a lot of areas we have a lot of improvement to do. And I think when our youth get engaged like this and when they start doing it, they're going to bring it forward and they're going to be that change that we need to be. And I am over the moon excited about it. I just couldn't commend Shawan and his peers, you know, who have come together and really developed something. Not just I can't even tell you, like it really stacks up. It's a powerful deal. And these are all kids. I mean, I shouldn't say kids, young folks in their, you know, early 20s, you know, I think the oldest is probably 27. And they're doing powerful things. The Old Ways Summer Days deal, that's from them. They wanted to encourage youth 12 and up to be out there and showing our traditional gathering and living our traditional ways and how we can be healthy when we're connected to those. And so, you know, if you submit a photo participating in some of that, you can win laptops, iPads, really great prizes. And definitely, you know, it's not like your $50 gift card. We're giving, you know, pretty neat things away. And, you know, it's an awesome opportunity. And a lot of youth are using things like Twitter and Instagram. And I think us old people still use Facebook. But I think even on Facebook, if they hashtag that picture and they're 12 and I think it's up to 27, you know, you can win some really amazing prizes. And I think it's a great, I think seeing it is believing, and we feel really good when we see that our people are still very active in our traditional ways, and we're living that healthy lifestyle in our communities, and you know, preserving those ways for the future generations.
I can see the pride on your face and hear it in your voice. I know that, and I can, and your excitement is contagious. So also, you mentioned Facebook. I have to commend you for your excellent presence on social media. I've referred to it several times. All of the information that you need about anything we've discussed today is there on your Facebook page. So thanks for posting all that out there.
Absolutely. If I can interrupt, yeah. I would be really remiss if I didn't recognize our staff, though. Our communications department, Jody Garrison, Rayanne Holmes, Sam Grubitz, they do a phenomenal job. They work so hard and they're getting so much information out there. It's almost overwhelming the workload they have, and they love their jobs, and they're so infectious with their energy about it. And just today, we interviewed and selected someone for the fourth position there, and we're going to start doing podcasting and other ways to engage our community. And, you know, we want to put language and everything out there and have just be more accessible and have more content. And I'm really excited about that.
That is very exciting to hear. We love working with local podcast producers to see if there's any way we can share your content on the air. But that's an interview for another time. So President Peterson and Incident Commander Jason Wilson of Central Council in Tlingit and Haida, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Anything else that either of you would like to share with our audience before we say goodbye?
One last thing is, you know, this crazy pandemic has us doing things differently. We just onboarded our new COO, Roald Helgeson, this week. Many people in the region know Roald, and we're very excited to bring him back to our region and working for his people. And, you know, I'd offer that in the future that we bring him on if you have a spot to fill and want some information on Tlingit and Haida and introduce Roald. I think he's going to really help us move the tribe forward.
Absolutely. We would love to do that. Jason, how about you?
Just real quick, I would love to say a shout out to our VPSOs, Village Public Safety Officers in Southeast Alaska. We serve the communities of Cake, Angoon, Pelican, Saxman, Thorn Bay, Heidelberg, and Kasan. And we have men and women that put their lives on the line. They're still doing their job through COVID. We currently have vacancies in the community of Cake, and I have a few applicants that I'm working on right now to fill those positions. But these are for the education of people. VPSOs are not just law enforcement in the communities, but they also provide other services such as search and rescue. They're in charge of fire. They're EMT. They do amazing work. Extremely proud of them. So thank you.
Gunashchi, Shawa, to both of you for speaking with me today. It was great to check in and catch up with you both. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, thanks, you too, Shelley.
Thank you.